is the recency bias coming at you on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday, March 3rd. Canadians were in Brooklyn on Friday night to take on the New York Islanders and skipped over to Boston today. They'll be taking on the Bruins in just a few hours' time, in fact. A 5 o'clock game against the Boston Bruins for some strange reason. But a win and a decisive blow to the New York Islanders. For the second time in 3 days, Montreal Canadiens beating the Islanders and almost putting an end to their playoff hopes. They're in the thick of it, but those two losses, that's going to be tough for the Islanders to recover from, I think. And man, we talked about it a little bit on the most recent episode before this one of the recency bias after they beat the Islanders on Wednesday night, how as Montreal fans, I think we can sympathize a little bit with that. I mean, most hockey fans can, where you find yourself in a race, you need all those points, and you go and you're going up against a team that is struggling, probably hasn't had everything going their way as of late, and somehow they outplay you, and they destroy you. And that's more or less what the Montreal Canadiens have done to the New York Islanders in two games. A 3-1 win and then a 6-3 win. The Islanders, Trish trying to hold on, but in the end could not do it. They have 6-3 winners in a game that was all about Alex Galchenyuk. Hat trick for Chucky. 4-point night. He was a big part of the first goal by Brendan Gallagher. So let's get into it. The 64th game. Yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel on this season now, folks. Game 64, less than 20 to go. And I think you're also seeing a different version of the Habs out there. Post-trade deadline. Now that everybody knows, obviously this is a sunk season. We also know who's coming and going. So all the whispers and the rumors, all that sort of stress has left them. And you've seen that, I think, in the two games they've played against the Islanders, maybe less so against the Flyers. That was the night of the trade deadline, so still reacting to the comings and goings and the loss of longtime leader Thomas Plekanec in the trade to the Maple Leafs. But in the two games since, I think you've seen a slightly different version of the Habs. They're looser. They seem to be having more fun. They're more fun to watch. I mean, a couple wins will do that as well, but I think the wins may be coming from the fact that they're playing just with a load off their shoulders. They know now that the deadline's behind them, there's nothing between now and the end of the season. Just go out, play some good hockey, set yourself up in a position to succeed next season. Show what you can do, and I mean, we absolutely saw that with a huge night from Alex Galchenyuk. Game gets going, in the early going, Montreal puts New York Islanders in a tough position. Brendan Gallagher, as I say, scoring that first goal of the night, his 22nd of the season, obviously leads all Montreal Canadiens. Gallagher. If there's been the bright spot, it has been him all season long. And he gets himself in the right position in the early going of this one. Alex Galchenyuk throws it on net. And when you throw it on net and Brendan Gallagher's there, good things happen. He knocks it with his stick. It goes up and over Yaroslav Halak. And it's 1-0 Canadiens. Speaking of Halak, I made this observation from the Montreal Bias Twitter account during the game Friday night. It's actually crazy how few times Carey Price and Yaroslav Halak have actually gone head-to-head in their careers since Halak was traded to the St. Louis Blues. Mainly it's been because Halak has been injured the majority of the time through the ages. So, you know, Carey Price is not without his fair share of injuries either. So with Halak going up against Charlie Lindgren Friday night, another moment where you just haven't seen, considering how long Halak has been in the East between Washington and the Islanders. How often, I mean, it's just going to naturally come up that the Canadiens will go up against the Islanders for several times in a season. But Price and Halak, for a variety of reasons, to my memory, have gone head-to-head maybe two or three times. I might be undercutting that, but I don't think so. Not a lot. So the Canadiens up early on Halak and the Islanders 1-0. But Islanders recognizing that their season perhaps on the line pushed back significantly in those opening 20 minutes to the point the Habs are outshot 14-5 in the period And there was a stretch of 17, 18 minutes, nearly 18 minutes, where the Canadians did not get a single shot in the final, well, in the final 18 minutes of a 20-minute period. So they scored a minute and a half in. It didn't do much the rest of the way. They did, however, Charlie Lindgren did his best to keep it a 1-0 game. That would not be the case, because they would allow one with 6 seconds to go in the period. So they're all even at one after one. But the momentum looks like it's headed the Islanders' way, especially since the Canadians could not use all that Charlie Lindgren gave them to get out of that first period with a lead. But early in the second, Habs get shots again. This time it's Galchenyuk. Gets one of his two in the periods, number 13 and 14 on the season for him. But, of course, Canadians trying to make this one dramatic. They allow yet another goal. This time, at least, it was on the power play. But another goal in the final minute of the period. And we are all even after 40 minutes at 3-3. The third period, though, that's when the Montreal Canadiens took over. Alex Galchenyuk seals the deal with his hat trick. Empty netter in the final couple minutes. As Halak was pulled early. The Islanders trying to save their season. Byron, he gets one. His 16th on the season. Good on you, Paul Byron. You are a legit 15-20 goal scorer. And Noah Juleson gets his first of his young NHL career. Just his 4th or 5th NHL game? Let's say 5th, if I do the math right. There was a game against the Rangers that I was at. That was his first. Then there was a Saturday night game against somebody. And then it was Philly Islanders. 5. His first and his 5th NHL game. Good on you, Noah Juleson. Looks like a good contributor to that blue line, which they're going to need because bad news. Victor Mete out with an injury. He was sent back to Montreal. He will not be playing against the Bruins on Saturday afternoon. Nor will Max Pacioretty. Also left the game with an apparent injury. Looks like he re-aggravated something. Him going to the ice in pain. So both those guys sent back to Montreal. Let's add Max Pacioretty to the will we see these guys again this season, or in Max's case, at all list. Does Max end his time with the Habs the same way Subban did, with an injury in the final stretch of games, and he just never really comes back? There's a really likely scenario that we don't see Weber, Price, or Pacioretty between now and the end of the season. And you know what? Fine. It's probably for the best since they're putting up wins right now, getting points and hurting their draft odds anyway. And I would like to see the kids play. Fortunately, a few of those kids not playing. Charles Hudon hurt. Victor Mete hurt. But hey, at least we got Noah Juleson will be going to face the Boston Bruins for the first time in his career as a Montreal Canadian on Saturday. And he's looking good. He's got a goal to speak for it now. Good on you, buddy. Nice blast. Glad to have him in there. Speaking of the youth, Jacob De La Rose, good night. JDLR, 2013 draft pick. There was a time when he was the heir apparent to Thomas Bucanich, almost. Seemed like a young center who could do more on the defensive side of the puck, but might be able to contribute now and again on offense. The offense has never really come from JDLR. Phil Deneau, for my money, is now the apparent replacement to Thomas Bucanich, even if Plex does come back in the offseason, which, as you've read on Rabbit Habs from our deputy editor, Ian Boisvert, seems quite possible. But if Plex comes back, he's number 3. I see Deneau as the future guy who's going to be our number 2 center. Should be our number 2 center, obviously number 1 at the moment, but should be our number 2 center. Probably a realistic number 3 center on a really good team. Makes smart plays, pretty good defensively, can still get you 15-20 on the season if he's healthy the whole way. So I don't know where that leaves JDLR, but we saw a decent performance from him in Brooklyn on Friday night, and we'll see where that leads from here on out. I'd like to see a lot more from Jacob De La Rose, and I don't think we're necessarily going to see that. As I say, he's a 2013 pick. Habs have had him within the organization for 5 seasons now. There's been flashes, but they came mostly a few years ago always worrisome for me when you first saw a guy 2-3 seasons ago and he's still trying to get himself into the lineup. So that's your youth report, I suppose. Score sheet's what you want to see, right? Just looking at purely the score sheet from Friday night, if you're a Habs fan right now, that's what you'd like to see. Galchenyuk with a hat trick. I mean, that's always great. But just look at the youth. I mean, Galchenyuk, Gallagher, Byron, Yulson. That's kind of what you see as the core, as the structure of this team outside of Weber and Price going forward, isn't it? Those are your guys. Those are the guys you want to see contributing, getting stuff from Yulson, getting stuff from Drouin. Big game from Charlie Lindgren. Not bad, kids. Not bad. Now let's see what they do against the Bergeron-less, but still very scary Boston Bruins. They turn their stuff around a little too fast for my liking. 400 games. That was Alex Galchenyuk's 400th NHL game, which I'm not sure how to feel about that. He's still very young. That's a lot of games to have played at his age. And sometimes you see games like you saw on Friday night from Alex Galchenyuk, where he shows just how dominant of a player he can be. And he played smart on both sides of the puck, too. Arpan Basu had a piece on The Athletic talking about Galchenyuk's development, maturation this season. Claude Julien saying he's very much matured. Also, some mention of him taking young Nikita Sherbak under his wing. Those two getting along. Crazy to think of Alex Galchenyuk now taking players under his wing, but when you're in your 400th NHL game, I guess that's what happens. So no Pacioretty, obviously no Thomas Plekanec, he's been dealt. No Shea Weber, no Carey Price as they head into Boston. That is generally what you would say is the Habs leadership group. So that's not there. So it's up to a guy who does wear a letter in Brendan Gallagher. You got Alex Galchenyuk. I don't know who else. Who else becomes the guys who step up and lead this team in the final 18 games of the season? Is Paul Byron one of those guys? I mean, Phil Deneau, he's only been here for a minute. So that's going to be fun to watch. Win or lose. And considering the points the Habs have put up lately, maybe lose. It wouldn't be better. But win or lose, going to be fun to watch. I wouldn't mind if we don't see any of those guys I mentioned who are out back. Yeah, get Victor Mete back in there. Let's see that. But let's see what happens when there's no, when there's none of the guys who wore the letters or, in Price's case, the symbolic captaincy or whatever it is you want to call Price on that team. This is what it is the rest of the way. Let's see what the kids can do. So far, it's been interesting and fun. And it looks like Claude Julien is enjoying shaping these young guys a little bit at the moment. Other scores and action from around the league on Friday night. Getting ahead of myself. Florida, they beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-1. The Sabres, who'd been a bit on a hot streak, even beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. They lose to the Panthers. Carolina beats New Jersey. Taylor Hall and company, who'd also been hot. Taylor Hall's still getting points, though, in this one, I believe. Carolina wins that one 3-1. Yeah, Taylor Hall with his 29th goal of the season. How about that? Winnipeg, they edged Detroit by a 4-3 score. Nice win for the Jets. Colorado pounds Minnesota 7-1. What is that about? Calgary in the depths of a playoff race. They lose to the Rangers 3-1. Nashville overtime over Vancouver by a 4-3 score. Ottawa, good job, Ottawa. Get them points, Senators. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-4, and Anaheim doubles up on Columbus by a 4-2 score. Find me on Twitter, at Zach Drops Tweets. You can follow this podcast at the Montreal Bias, at Rabbit Habs for the website. The forum going up today, Saturday, in which we go back and forth. Good back and forth between Kyle Russell and Ian Boisvert, in fact, about the trade deadline. Did the Habs do enough? What do we think a few days in, now that we're seeing a little bit of Mike Riley? He looks fine. He looks good, actually. But, you know, so Jordy Ben. He is what he is, Mike Riley. We traded a fifth-round pick for him, so I'm not going to get too excited or too invested in this guy until he's our number three defenseman next season. That's it. We'll see you promptly on Sunday. Not that promptly. We'll see you sometime. Post this on Sunday after the Habs and Bruins at 5 o'clock puck drop on Saturday night. Until then, take care.